Welcome to OIPOD, the Jewish Teen Podcast. This is episode 14 for the week of October 15th, 2006. Hey everyone, welcome back to a new year. I had a great time this summer, went to Camp Ramah, Go Machon 06, then after camp I went to Disneyland, had a great time, then I spent the rest of my summer doing some Spanish homework, learning guitar, and getting braces. But enough of that, we have a long show today, so first off, what did we miss over the summer? Four things actually. Number one, Mel Gibson. According to TMZ, on Friday, July 28th, Mr. Passion of the Christ went on a rampage after being arrested for DUI. But that's not the bad part. After he was stopped on Pacific Coast Highway, Gibson sweared uncontrollably, dropped the F-bomb, saying that he owns Malibu, and then goes on a rage of anti-Semitic remarks. In fact, he said, "Fucking Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world." Gibson then asked the deputy, "Are you a Jew?" When a female sergeant came to help enforce the law, the actor then yelled, "What do you think you're looking at, sugar tits?" Gibson then was put in a cell and taken to a bathroom after it looked like he was about to pee on the floor. Then he asked to make a phone call, but when he didn't get a dial tone, he threw the receiver against the phone. According to Wikipedia, the media widely reported on the incident. Gibson's supporters blamed his remarks on his intoxications, while critics accused Gibson of anti-Semitism. On the day after the incident, Gibson said, "I did a number of things that were wrong, and for which I am ashamed. I acted like a person completely out of control, and said things that I do not believe to be true. I am deeply ashamed, and I apologize to anyone who I have offended." However, Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League says Gibson's apology was unremorseful and insufficient. According to a Fox News poll, a large number of Americans will not allow the incident to affect their decision about whether to watch Gibson's future movies. Number two, Israel is now officially at war with Lebanon. Yes, according to Wikipedia, a military conflict began on July 12, 2006. It all began with a Hezbollah unit, which, according to Haaretz, is a trained, skilled, well-organized, highly motivated infantry. The unit crossed the border, captured two Israeli soldiers, and killed three more. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert declared this attack as an act of war, and promised a very painful response. On July 13th, Israel sent Israeli Air Force jets to bomb Lebanon's international airport. Israel continued with massive airstrikes, invasions, and blockades. In retaliation, on July 14th, Lebanon launched thousands of Katyusha rockets towards northern Israel. Wikipedia says several soldiers have been killed, but both sides complain about artillery and missiles landing in civilian areas. Both report many civilian casualties. The conflict has awakened the world as countries worldwide realize the crisis. Countries including the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, Australia, and Canada are helping Israel in self-defense, while neighboring Middle Eastern nations such as Iran and Syria come support Hezbollah. If you haven't noticed, the conflict has been all over the media. However, in my opinion, it's slightly biased, making the Israelis look like the greater enemies. For example, although I didn't see it myself, I heard that in the Los Angeles Times, a picture of an Israeli soldier in a mean-looking position was printed. Underneath was a caption that said something along the lines of, "An Israeli soldier fires and interrupts a Lebanese wedding." Finally, on August 14th, a United Nations brokered ceasefire went into effect. Wikipedia says as the fighting ceases, the Lebanese army deploys forces in southern Lebanon as Israel begins to withdraw some of its forces from the country. Iran and Syria proclaim victory for Hezbollah, while Israel and the United States declare Hezbollah has lost the conflict. Both sides promise to retaliate when placed on the defensive. You can find much more about this conflict than I have explained on websites such as jpost.com. And now, number three, which ties in closely to number two. Governor Schwarzenegger speaks at an Israeli rally in Los Angeles. Yes, he joined a crowd of 10,000 organized by the Jewish Federation Council of Los Angeles. According to the Jerusalem Post staff, Rabbi Marvin Heer opened the rally, saying, "We are here today to stand, shoulder to shoulder, with our brothers and sisters." Just a year ago, Israel had a dream of a new era of peace and hope for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. But the terrorists turned that dream into a nightmare. Later, he introduced Schwarzenegger as a great friend of the Jewish community, a man who made his first foreign trip to the State of Israel as a sign of his friendship and admiration. Now, even though my camp was very close to Los Angeles, I did not get to go. However, a few of my friends at camp did, and from what I heard, the governor tried to make his speech pretty funny. Here's a little clip I found from the speech.
So it is great for me to be part of this great rally with entertainers, athletes, business leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, everyone, Democrats, Republicans, everyone coming together here in this very difficult time that Israel is facing. We are all here to do one thing, and this is to support the State of Israel. And as Rabbi Hai already mentioned so eloquently, every nation, and any nation has the right to defend itself against terrorist attacks. And while we all regret the loss of innocent life that occurs when a nation does defend itself, there is no question that Israel is entitled and has the right to take all appropriate steps to go and take care and keep its people safe. So my thoughts and my prayers go out to Israel and to the people in California and elsewhere with friends and families in that region. And I also pray for peace for the people of Lebanon, because they get affected by those terrorists as well. I hope that they can recover their country and live without war and violence or strife. And as for the Israeli people, I have long felt a special bond with them. I know the Israeli people very well because I've been to Israel many, many times. I started in the 70s as a bodybuilding champion when I went to Israel for the first time. I went back in the 80s as the Terminator. I went back in the 90s to open up our Planet Hollywood restaurant. And of course, Israel was the first country that I visited after I became governor of the great state of California. And the purpose of that trip was, it was for the Simon Wiesenthal Center to go to Israel and to go to a groundbreaking ceremony for the Museum of Tolerance. I'm a big supporter of the Museum of Tolerance, and I've gotten to know the people over there, and we had a wonderful trip. But let me tell you, with all my trips I've taken to Israel, with all the business that I've done with Israeli people, and of course I have several Israeli people working at my house, I can tell you, there is nothing that the Israeli people want more than to live in peace. And this is why I'm so happy to be here, to be supportive of that, and to be here at that rally. I'm so proud to stand here with all of you today to pray for peace and mutual respect and tolerance to return to that region. So thank you very much, and Om Yisrael Chai! Thank you very much. Thank you. And I'll be back. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah! All right, yeah. Thank you for that. That was very touching, Mr. Governor. And I liked your little Hebrew at the end. The Om Yisrael Chai. Yeah, okay. So, number 4. Pluto is no longer a planet. Yes, since the 1930s, it's been debated whether or not it's truly the ninth planet. But on August 24th, it was decided it is nothing but a dwarf planet, which is not classified as a real planet. In fact, there are already dozens of dwarf planets that have been discovered in our solar system. However, this has nothing to do with Judaism or teens, and so I will not go too far into the subject. And so let's go on to everyone's favorite Let's Talk slang. Today's phrase is Lech Tida. It means go yourself. Perhaps it would be something Mel Gibson would have said on that one Friday morning if he had known any Israeli slang. Now, today I bring you a guest that I had wanted for the special Hanukkah episode last year. However, I did not end up schmoozing with him, and I didn't end up having that special Hanukkah episode either. But now I was able to have a schmooze with a man who I am a big fan of. I have almost every song he has ever recorded. I know his stand-up routine almost by heart, and I think he is a very funny Jew. His name is Eric Schwartz, but you can call him Smoothie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. My dreidel just spins around and then falls to the ground as we light the candles. Oy! I love to light menorahs and the matzah balls are cooking on the stove. Flames high to light the ceiling, but the candle dripping's burning me right now. Teaching Jewish culture, cause we are so proud.
L'chaim!
Alright, first off, what name do you prefer going by as an artist? Do you like Eric Schwartz, or Smoothie, or Suburban Homeboy? Which one?
Oh, I like all of them. Well, Suburban Homeboy is like my company, is like my website. But, yeah, I'm Eric Schwartz, a.k.a. Smoothie. So, like, if you think about it, like Marshall Mathers, Eminem, and Slim Shady type thing. You know, he has all those names. So, like, yeah, so I guess Eric Schwartz is my Marshall Mathers. Smoothie is my Eminem, and Suburban Homeboy is my Slim Shady. I didn't mean it to be that way, it's just how I try to make people understand it.
Okay, so I've noticed you do stand-up comedy, you do some acting, and you also do music. Which do you think is, like, your main talent?
Pimpin'. That's my main talent. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know. I don't know if I could define what I'm doing. But this is what we do, you know? We just go out there, I put a little bit something on music, I put a little bit something on stand-up, I put a little something acting going on. I just try to get Smoothie out there, you know what I mean? And usually, and when I say pimping, I don't mean, for all the parents that are listening, I don't mean that, like, I have people working for me and I'm selling them. I'm talking about pimping in the hustling way. I'm making it happen!
Hey, when did you first start performing?
I started performing, check this out, professionally, I started performing right after my bar mitzvah, because I took all my bar mitzvah money, and I spent it on DJ equipment. So, I was rocking, like, right out of the bar mitzvah, I was like, I don't need to save this money for college, because where I'm going is going to go beyond college, right? So I started DJing, got my first pair of turntables, got some records. I started bringing all the records from the inner city out to the suburbs where I was from, Thousand Oaks, California, and started playing all the stuff for people who hadn't heard it before. So I kind of brought the hip-hop to the suburbs, so that's why I'm Suburban Homeboy. So, you know, like around that age, 13, 14, I started really, like actually getting paid to start performing. And then I added comedy into it. I don't know how that, like, really happened. It's just I really was always a fan of comedy. And I was a good big fan of music, and I would just, like, talk to my swim team mates on the pool deck. I would do, like, other comedians' routines, and they go, hey, you're funny. So then I would be like, okay, they go, you should do stand-up comedy. But I'd be like, that's not my stuff. So I would write stuff down that I thought was funny, and after a while, I just built it up. And I started mixing the music into it, and the two has combined to make a fresh, blended, smooth E! You know what I'm talking, you know what smoothie is, right?
Yeah.
Smooth, like a smoothie, like the drink. You know
right.
what I'm talking about? Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta what you gotta do when you listen to me, you gotta surrender to the blender. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Smooth E. I'm like the Jamba Jew. Jamba Jew. Cause yeah, hip hop, Hebrew, they are the same thing, only in reverse. Cause as I say, oi, it's just yo backwards. You know what I'm saying, Danny Zeff?
Yeah, I do.
Jazzy
yeah.
Jeff. Did you know this one? Did you know this one? You know what Kabbalah is backwards?
Holla back.
Holla back, baby! You know it. You listen to the teachings of the man. I got you.
Okay, I remember I first learned about you in 2004 when the Matzah cartoon by Jib Jab came out.
Oh, cool.
Do you think that cartoon like really helped boost your career?
That Jib Jab got that cartoon on The Tonight Show. And as soon as that thing came on, you know, I had taken precautions to build up my site because I was like, what if there's a lot of traffic on it? But 5 minutes after that thing came on, my website was inoperable.
Wow.
You could not get on my website. That's how big it was. It was, I had like, you know, up to that point I was getting like anywhere from like 400 to 1,000 visits a day. And when that was going on, it was like 14,000 a day. Mm-hmm. And that was me missing out on a lot because I couldn't get people on my site. I didn't have a big enough bandwidth. So, dude, yeah, that really got me out to a lot of people.
So I was wondering, are you a practicing Jew?
Yes. Now there's a lot of varying degrees of Judaism. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
But like there's Hasidic, the guys that wear the curls off the side of their face that I want to swing off of, and then we got Orthodox, which are people who really uphold all of the Judaic laws and kosher laws, but sometimes if you don't do it, you're not as good. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I have a lot of Hasidic friends, but
right.
then sometimes they won't let me light the menorah. And then you got conservative, which means you're Republican. And then you got reform, which is me. I'm reformed. And I know a lot of times people will be like, oh, you're reformed? You're like Jew light. You're like diet Jew. But, you know, I just do what I do. I love the family aspect of it. I love the cultural thing. And I love the traditions. You know, you can believe what you want to believe. And I think that even within the Judaism, You gotta share the love. We're all Jews in our own life. Like, I heard a story from one of my friends who's half Jewish. And I don't know if you're half Jewish out there. He's Jewish on his dad's side. There's a lot of guys, a lot of people out there, like, you're not Jewish because you're not, you know, your mom's not Jewish. But when he was little, check this out. This is a heartbreaking story. When he was in the parking lot of some grocery store, and they were giving, like, Jewish group was giving out free menorahs. And so he goes, oh, can I get a menorah? They go, are you Jewish? Because he's like half black, half Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, yeah, here's a menorah. They go, are you Jewish? He goes, yeah, half. Which half? My dad's side. They took the menorah back. How do you take a menorah back?
I don't know.
That's mean.
Wow.
That's like blowing out the candles in the menorah of your heart. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I look... See, a lot of people think that I am 100% Jewish, but I'm actually, I don't know if you know this about me, I'm actually a quarter step Mexican.
Yeah, I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, my stepdad is Mexican, mm-hmm. So that's my gente, you know what I'm saying, a quarter step Mexican Jew. And I at Hanukkah, I was very confused, because we had to count to 10 in Hebrew before we opened our presents, so I would count. Right, be like, Echad, Shtayim, Shalosh, Arba, Chamesh, Sheish, Siete, Ocho, Nueve, Diez. That open the Hanukkah bird would be right there for me. El pájaro de Hanukkah. You know what I'm saying? That's a Spanish translation from a quarter to Mexican Jews.
All right, so you definitely think that Judaism is something to laugh about?
I think Judaism has a lot of humor in it. Like, that's ingrained into our culture. There's so many Jewish comedians. Woody Allen, Jerry Seinfeld, Larry the Cable Guy.
Wait, he's Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, okay. Get her done. That's Hebrew. That is Hebrew. It's like, I don't know if you know, that is Hebrew for let's complete our task. Let the task, and then they let the task be completed. It's southern Israel.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of Jews in comedy. So, and this right here tonight, I don't know, do you know what tonight is?
I do not know.
Well, take a guess.
Monday?
Yeah, it's Monday. It's also Sukkot, right?
Right.
And it's also Erev, that means the night before. It's Erev, my album release. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
exactly,
baby.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Kosher Cuts, Hungry for More, my new album, comes out in the stores. In the store, I'm talking, that this is, yeah, in the stores, like Best Buy, Tower Records, FYE, all the stores are going to have it. Borders, you know what I'm talking about? Hey,
yeah.
That's so cool that I got into the stores just in time for everybody to buy their music online.
And
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and this is your first album that you're releasing online, right?
In stores. This is the first one that's going to be in stores. I've had other albums before that I've released on my website, suburbanhomeboy.com.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first one that's going to be in stores. It's on a label called Uproar.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so we're promoting it. I got a new video coming out for my song called Chocolate Coins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, as you know, if you're Jewish, that's the gambling chips that we use for dreidel, the dreidel game, which is
right.
Definitely, it's just gambling, right?
Right.
So, that I'm like the kingpin of chocolate coins. If you're having a Hanukkah party, if you start feeling vibrations outside, that's not Elijah. That's Smooth E walking up the driveway to gaffle your chocolate coins. You know what I'm saying? I could come up. I am not going to invest in oil stocks. I'm not going to invest in real estate. I'm investing in chocolate coins. That's a smart investment. You can eat your profits.
So is this album also going to be on iTunes?
It will be on iTunes,
oh, really?
Rhapsody, Amazon.com, SuburbanHomeboy.com. You can order it right off my website. But yeah, you could get like certain tracks that you want. Because, you know, a lot of people, I know, you want to get one track and then pirate it out to all your friends.
Right.
I would appreciate it if you didn't do that. But, you know, because I'm just a fresh-blended new Jew creation trying to make it in the world. So if you could, you know, download it legally and give me my 35 cents, that'd be dope. It's gonna be on iTunes.
So that actually brings up another question of mine. I know that you offer a lot of your songs free on your site, so do you believe in the if it's on the internet it's free philosophy?
Well, you know, I put out my stuff online. I put a lot of the stuff out online for free.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that people send it around, and for where I am right now, that gets me a lot of publicity. So, because I've gotten a lot of fans just from people posting me on their MySpace page or, you know, forwarding me around to all their friends. So there's definitely a value in that. But when you are pirating the music, that's kind of, you know, that kind of cuts into your, you know, your profits. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a catch-22, as they say. It's a oi is yo backwards. You know what I'm talking? It's a Kabbalah holla back. Whichever way you look at it, there's an advantage and disadvantage to each one. That is the question of our ages, and I'm afraid I can't give you the knowledge. I can't give you a definitive answer. Here on Erev, the album release of Kosher Cuts.
Of your many songs from all your albums, which is your favorite?
Well, see, that's like asking a parent to pick his favorite child. And you know, if I were to pick, you can't pick your favorite child, right?
Yeah.
But I'd say Matzah. Yeah, I got favorites. No, I don't really have a favorite. I like a lot of them. A lot of the new stuff that's coming out, I think people are going to dig it. I like the new off the new album, some of my favorite cuts, Four More Questions. This is Four More Questions. I know at Passover time, the youngest in the crew asks the four questions. But you know what? Judaism is a complicated religion. So I have more than four questions. You know, there's four questions. I think it's about time for a little addendum. So I did four more questions about Judaism. You know what I'm going to try to do right now?
What?
I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but I'm going to try to play something out of my computer because we're hooked up right now through Skype, right?
Right.
So I'm going to try to play something through my computer and see if you can hear it.
Okay.
So maybe I can actually play a song for you. Let's see. Four. I'm going to my iTunes right now. Questions. Mm-hmm. I'm typing. Four. Oh, I got the mix out. Maybe I could do it live. Let's see. Can you hear this? Here we go. Let's see when it's playing. I'll tell you when it's playing. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah. Does it sound good?
It sounds great.
Okay. See, I got time. We need a little addendum to the four questions. You heard the first four. Now Smooth E is here with four more. Four more questions. Check it. Chapter 5. Continue the list. What the hell's up with gefilte fish? It ain't delish. I felt the squish. It melts the dish because it tastes like ish. Brisket, corned beef, yeah, that's food. Gefilte fish, yeah, that's cat food. What's inside? You cannot hide. The smelly jelly hint of formaldehyde. I think it's never existed from the start. I never found it on any animal chart. I ain't trying to spread no fear, you see. But I think we gotta think about conspiracy. Has anyone seen it in the wild? Have photographs ever been filed? Come on, y'all, I need your input. I think a gefilte fish is a Jewish Bigfoot. These questions I keep guessing. These questions I keep guessing. These questions I keep guessing. These questions I keep right here. We're going right to left with my man Danny Zep on the Oi Pod. Yo, check it out. We got question 6 coming up like this. Yo, question 6 in the mix. Yo, I think I messed up. Can we go back? This is a new
song. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we can cut this together right nice.
Exactly.
This is live right here, live to tape. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, check it out. Yeah. Going back, because we got more questions to talk about. Yo. I keep guessing. These questions, I keep guessing. These questions, I keep guessing. Even when I mess up, yo, I'm next up. Next in the mix, just question 6. What's a Jew supposed to do up on Christmas? Listen up, I got the answer to this. Meet me at the movies on December 25th. Cineplex, that's where the Jews all kick it. See every film out, only buy one ticket. If the usher tries to rush it, gotta get the slip fast. Use that ticket like a season lift pass. One more tip about Christmas. Buy your gifts on the 26th, save sick cash. That's an advantage about the 8 days of Hanukkah. Buy any if you want to know. No one knows and you buy the cool. Ain't trying to do no stereotyping. You do it too if it fits your religion. So let's have another Hanukkah sale once in a while. Y'all be buying up candles like they're going out of style. These questions I keep guessing. These questions I keep guessing. These questions I keep guessing. These questions I keep. These questions I keep guessing. Put your hands up, learn your lesson. Check it up for the question 7. Coming up like this, yo. Question 7, 7th query. Why are us Jews so damn hairy? We come from the deserts of the Middle East. Just how warm do we need to keep? Something must have mutated the genes. Where you supposed to brush your hair before you put on your jeans? And then we cover with the yarmulke, y'all. But why is that spot the first to go bald? We got all kinds of laws. And for my 8th question, my mom's gonna be appalled. Milk and meat, we can't mix for sure. Then my question is breastfeeding kosher? These questions, I keep guessing. Come on, y'all, I keep guessing. Kosher cuts, y'all go so nuts. We got the Alphabet stores, 10-10-0-6. Got those questions, make you sick. Danny Zeph, Jazzy Jeff. Oh, I don't know what rhymes with your name, but yo, I'm guessing. All right, that's right. That's right, right there.
All right, yeah.
On the Oi Pod. You like that fade out on my iTunes?
That was really amazing. Yeah.
Yo, thank you very much. We'll do
Hey, if there was like a whole group of people in this room, they would all be applauding.
They'd be like, ah! Dude, hey, you know what we gotta ask people to do? We gotta ask people to email in MP3s of their applause and screams. Yeah, right there.
Definitely.
Right. Cool. Let's see what else I got. We want to hear some other ones?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's do this, man. You're the first person to get some live performances on the radio of these, and we're doing through iTunes. You could actually hear, I think I discovered something, you could actually hear, like, the track, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't going a cappella, you could hear,
right.
Okay. Did you notice the background was a little Manishtana Laila Haze? Did you hear a lot of that?
Yeah, kind of. The music wasn't like really clear. It sounded like elevator music actually, but I could still make it out.
So. I appreciate it. I worked very hard on that track. Thank you. okay. Now, okay. This is what we got. We got another song. I'm trying to think what you would want to hear. I'm gonna do. What about if we do Chocolate Coins?
Okay.
Okay. Chocolate, I'm typing right now, coins. Chocolate coins, right here. I had to put coins in because if I didn't, we would have had Hot Chocolate by Tom Hanks. Do you know that song?
I don't think so.
Well, if you don't know it, it goes a little something like this. It's from Polar Express.
Oh.
This is Hot Chocolate. I'm fast-forwarding it so you can get the... Oh, this song is the joint right here. Hot chocolate! That's the joint right there. You know what I'm saying? Hot chocolate. My man Tom Hanks, he got it! Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, here we go. Chocolate coins. Now, this is what's going to happen when you feel that vibration at your doorstep. You might think it's the Hanukkah bird. Dude, I got a little memory problem here. Chocolate. Choco latte coins. I sound like the dude from Sesame Street when he's trying to read and he's like dyslexic. All right, here we go. Chocolate coins right here on OIPod, Jewish Teen Radio. All you people out there in USY, all you people are nifty. You got to listen up because Smooth E is with the crew. At the Hanukkah party, I walk through the door. Y'all act like you never seen a dreidel before. You better clear the floor. We about to get raw. I'm about to spin this dreidel till it don't spin no more. I don't wear, I said a gear ain't appeared on Jimmy Kimmel. But when I spin the dreidel, I always get Kimmel. I grip the tip and it's about to get spun. A miracle is happening up between my index and thumb. Kimmel, hey, nun, shin with the legs. So short and thin, you want a sample? Yo, you better be careful with the chocolate coins. It's how we Jews gamble when the chips are stacked. Your lips are smacked, cause underneath the tinfoil, they're also snacks. Camilla dressed with a weapon, ain't no toy, cause I can't get enough of these chocolate coins. Cha-cha-cha-cha-chocolate coins. Cha-cha-cha-cha-chocolate coins. Cha-cha-cha-cha-chocolate coins. Yo, okay, if you got some chocolate coins, you don't know what's about to happen. Smooth E is rapping freestyle on the OIPod. Yo, check it, the second verse. Best spinner on the scene, you know what I mean. I got a dreidel in my kitchen, been spinning since 93. When I was 4, I wrecked my parents' floor. I spun a hole in the linoleum and discovered petroleum. It's time to pay up, don't try to hide out. I'll hold them over to your face and send your eyebrows. I ain't messing around, man. I hold your hand right down on the hot locker pan. Ask my grandma, she tried to beat me, but I cleaned her out for everything, even her teeth, B. But you couldn't quit, nah, you couldn't stop. It took not only her chocolate, but the gifts that I bought her. And that's why I'm wearing her clothes. And grandma's standing topless with her gums exposed. I peel back another coin and let the chocolate fall. Put the foil in her mouth and I call her Paul Wall. What it do? Yo, what it do? I said, what it do? Yo, yeah. Oh, I'm feeling a little breakdown. Break it down now. Yeah. It's my dreidel. And I made it out of clay. But you best be dry and ready if you think that you can play. Name the time, name the place. You'll get waxed. Cause I'm taxing top spinners up and down Fairfax. I'm all over the city, get a map. My crew up in Harlem uses dreidel for crabs. That means no dice. I'm so precise. I can spin on the tip of a grain of rice. I throw down on any surface you got. Even sour cream or apple sauce. You know who you dealing with? You can't win. Caneo Valley JCC 3-time dreidel champion. Man, I'm the best. I spin a holy hole right through your hairy chest. Son, you think we play for fun? You better join a convent cause you always get none. Cha-cha-cha-chocolate. 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 Alright, here's my favorite part. You ready? Alright, here's my favorite part. Cha-cha-cha-cha-chocolate. Cha-cha-cha-chocolate. Cha-cha-cha-chocolate. Yeah, that's my favorite right there. Yeah, cha-cha-cha-cha-chocolate coins. Yo, Danny, you know what I'm saying? It's a chocolate. It's a chocolate, okay? Don't put it in your pocket. Because it'll melt. It's gelt. Sing along, yo. It's a chocolate. Don't put it in your pocket. cause it'll melt. It's Gelb, Smooth E, SuburbanHomeboy.com on my album release, Eve, right here.
Nice.
On the OiPod radio show. Yeah. Could you hear that track?
I could hear it great.
All right, good. Yeah. That was not elevator music, right? That was like, boom, right in your face.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay, that was Chocolate Coins. We did a video for that. We just shot it last weekend. This is the hottest video I've ever done. I don't know if you've ever seen any of my other videos.
I've seen a few of them, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen Hanukkah Hey Ya.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fluke, which I should tell you about how that happened. But real quick, I did some other like non-Jewish stuff. I don't only do Jewish stuff, but I did some other videos for some non-Jewish stuff. I did. I like the woman with the white hair.
I saw that one.
Yeah, that's a really cool video. This video, when I say that you're going to love this video, this is the hottest video I've ever done. I'm so excited for it to come out. It'll probably be out in a couple weeks from now. If you're listening to this retroactively, what is today? It's the 9th of October.
Right.
So, yeah, that's coming out. It's going to be dope. We did a lot of production on this, and you'll like it. So, yeah. Oh, can I tell a story about Hanukkah Hey Ya, how that happened?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
So, actually in 2003, I did a parody song of Outkast's Hey Ya for Hanukkah. And that's kind of what started off this whole thing, is like, I did that song, and people just started forwarding it around on the internet. That 2003, it was kind of a little bit of a big song, like just the audio. Mm-hmm. And in early 2004, some kid in North Carolina, he's some Asian kid named Jason Kwan, he decided he wanted to practice learning how to do flash animation on my song. So he did it, and he stuck it up on his website, like in the middle of nowhere on the internet, and people found it, and they started forwarding it around to everybody, and it just spread like wildfire. By 2004 Hanukkah, it was all over the place. I think I might be off in my years, off 1 year earlier. But, yeah, that thing just, like, spread all over the place. And that's how I got to talk to Jib Jab. Because I was like, I want to do this again. Who do I want to animate this? If anybody in the whole world, who would be my first choice? And I was like, Jib Jab. So I sent the Matzah song over to them, and they loved it, and we did it. And that got even bigger. So it all started from that. That's how the lineage happened.
All right, next question. Who inspires you the most?
I'd say my family.
Okay.
It's like, if you listen to my my new album, Kosher Cuts, Hungry for More, that's coming out tomorrow, 10-10-06, in stores everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of the stuff, experiences from my own family. Like, there's a song called Hanukkah Bird that's
right
on there, and that's like our family's version of Santa Claus. That's been passed down from my grandfather, something that he made up, and I think his grandfather made it up for him. And basically the tale is, if there's kids listening, he didn't make it up, it's real. So we got the Hanukkah bird. He's a big Jewish bird. I don't know if he could have picked a more stereotypically Jewish animal with a big beak. Thanks a lot. That's really stereotypical of you, ancestors. So it's a big bird, and he brings you presents, and then he knocks on the door with his beak. You know, it's like, you're like, why is Woody Woodpecker knocking on my door? So you got to count to 10 in Hebrew, like I said before, and I would count, and I'd mess it up. Yeah, SuburbanHomeboy.com. It's the SMOOTH-E. Yeah, yo, what you like to eat?
I love Chinese food. I make a meal out the food, cause it's what I love. I love Chinese food. Nobody do it like they do it, so give me some grub. I love Chinese food. I make a meal out the food, cause it's what I love.
That was part one of the schmooze. Part two will be played on the next episode. Eric Schwartz's Kosher Cuts, Hungry for More, is now available in stores. The parsha of the week is Bereishit, meaning in the beginning. Why? Because this is the very first parsha in the Torah. That's right, if you didn't realize it, Simchat Torah was last week. So we have begun reading the Torah again. Here's a little lowdown on what happens. God creates the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rests, and that becomes Shabbat. Back on the sixth day, God creates Adam and Eve and places them in the Garden of Eden. A snake tricks them into eating a forbidden fruit from the Tree of Knowledge, and so God kicks them out of the garden, where they must suffer and do things for themselves. Then they have two sons, Cain and Abel. Cain gets jealous of Abel and kills him, and so Cain is cursed forever. Later, Adam and Eve give birth to their third son, Seth, and that's where our lineage comes from. You know the story, no need to go into detail, moving on. So, it's a new year, which means it's time for change. And there will be plenty of changes this year to the show. I'm hoping to have the episodes go beyond the usual 17 minutes, as this and the last episode have accomplished. This year, I'll be including lots of new stuff. Look forward to more Israel in-depth segments, such as looking at the Israeli army. Be prepared for some more Jew or non-Jew with artists such as Beck. Hopefully, I'll be able to do some more schmoozes with some more music artists and book authors hanging in the Jewish world. And of course, who could forget Ask Bernie? Make sure you ask him plenty of questions. And remember, the best part of the show, I think, is when I receive some listener-written articles. Remember, it's never too late to email me about the Jewish 411. Or if you'd like to comment on one of the segments you've heard on an episode, feel free. And there's no place to go like the brand new OiPod website. I finally scrapped that website that never worked and bought a whole new place where us Jews can roam free. Presenting JewishTeen.net, the new home of OiPod, the Jewish Teen Podcast. Not only will the website have information on the podcast itself, there will be a full community forum entitled The Wailing Wall, a giant scrapbook, HaMachberet, section where you can showcase any random Jewish things you find, and that's going to be set up like sort of like Wikipedia, so you can edit, go in however you want to do it. A Jewish top websites list, and of course, Jewish Sudoku. I don't kid, it's Jewish Sudoku. You'll see. You can find all of that at www.jewishteen.net. However, don't worry. The link to subscribe to the podcast will not change, so you will not have to do anything to keep listening to the show. So once again, that's www.jewishteen.net. Episode 14 of OiPod, the Jewish Teen Podcast, was brought to you by the letter E, the number 27, and the phrase, Lech Tida. Until next time, Shalom.